Fadia Tabit is a student at the School for International Training in Brattleboro, and she recently received an International Women of Courage Award from the U.S. State Department. Tabit was recognized for her work protecting children in Yemen's brutal civil war. She was one of the 13 women from around the world who received this year's award, which was given out by First Lady Melania Trump at a ceremony in Washington a few weeks ago. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman caught up with Tabit on the Brattleboro campus and has this report.
Yemen is one of the poorest countries in the Middle East, and civilians in parts of the country are trapped in a bloody battle between Al-Qaeda, Houthi rebels, and a Saudi-led coalition. For about 3 years, Fadia Tabit worked with some of the most vulnerable victims of the conflict.
We were the only organizations and the first one who worked with children affected by armed conflict. So we work with child soldiers, children who have been killed or maimed, abduction, rape, attacking schools and hospitals, and denial for humanitarian access.
Tabit's work was dangerous, difficult, and heartbreaking. The group's budget was low, the need immense, and Tabit says she wanted to work with children to help her country move somehow beyond the conflict and bloodshed.
Those kids being recruited or being targeted, that preventing them for seeking or wishing or dreaming for a better future. So that was just like my platform that I started to just like, we want kids more in the school, even in a conflict, more than we want them to be just like in the front lines or in the front battle. Yeah.
The U.S. State Department established the International Women of Courage Award in 2007, and every year the First Lady recognizes women from all over the world who work for peace and human rights. Tabit's an outspoken critic of President Trump's travel ban, which includes Yemen. And so she says, going to the State Department in D.C. required some internal dialogue.
My conclusion was to accept this award. It's a kind of like platform. Coming from this country who is in travel ban, coming as a woman from Yemen, coming as a young woman working and against the terrorists, they asked me about the travel ban. I said, well, we can't use the same brush to paint everyone. I understand the security concerns coming from those countries, but we have to approach the human being sides in this kind of stories.
Tabit's stories from Yemen are chilling. She talks about raising money to buy replacement limbs for children who are injured by sniper fire and explosives. She helped track down psychiatric care for kids who were recruited by Al-Qaeda. Early in 2015, her group came under intense threats from Houthi rebels who invaded the city where they were working. She says with so much going wrong in Yemen, her work with children compels her to do more.
What if, instead of just like I want 10 children, what if I want thousands of children being in that position? So one success story can actually change the whole perspective of how you can engage more in this story.
Tabit is studying at SIT as part of the school's Global Scholars Program, which offers full scholarships to refugees from war-torn countries. She's learning about United Nations policies and how non-governmental organizations work. And she says, making a difference starts with a single action in a single community.
We have to do something, even if it's just like the amount of impact, it's just like very little, but just from my little impact to in addition to your little impact, in addition to someone else's impact, we can do something bigger. So it's an individual efforts, but at the end we need a collective one.
When she's done studying here in Vermont, Tabit says she's going back to Yemen to continue working with kids and to help support relief agencies in her country. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.
And this disclosure, the School for International Training is a VPR underwriter.